we had the big celebration for our centennial in 2007, and you were right in the middle of all that and raised a ton of money for it and created ideas. I'll let you talk about it, but is it one of your biggest events?
It has to be called the biggest because it lasted for 5 or 6 years in planning and putting it on, because we just didn't do it in 2007. We started out early on by putting a centennial train at the zoo and a beautiful water fountain downtown in front of the theaters. So, as they say, what's your favorite is what your last one was. But there's so many good things that's happened that I've been involved with all these volunteers and the sponsors and all. But, yes, that has to be the biggest one because of the time and money that went into it and planning. And it started with a dome dedication, which we've already talked about. But from then on, there were just great things that occurred throughout the 5 or 6 years. But the main guy to mention 10 times, so play like I'm saying him 10 times, is Blake Wade, the executive director, who pulled me in to do it. And I wouldn't have done it, I don't think, with anybody else except Blake Wade. And I love our legislature, but I didn't have to really deal with them. I'd go with him. And they were great to us and couldn't do it without them. But Blake Wade worked with them and made it possible for me to spend my time trying to come up with ideas, doing the things, raising the money, and planning it. Some of the things that stand out as major things within the framework of the centennial was getting the stamp. We went to post office in Washington 4 years before to work out getting it here. Appointed George Nye and our beautiful friend from Enid to work on that. We had a great grand opening of it at the Cowboy Museum. That was a great thing. I think that we had a song written by Jimmy Webb and Vince Gill's music called Oklahoma Rising. It's a great song. It wasn't a replacement for the musical Oklahoma number. That's not what it was about. It was just to celebrate and talk about how great this state was. They did a beautiful job. We had a great opening of it at the music hall. We then later put that song along with 40 other songs from great Oklahomans, starting with Gene Autry, the Roger Miller that you talked about, the Patti Page, and all the ones that have gone before us. Many, many of them. But then later, with Carrie Underwood, with Toby Keith, Vince Gill, Reba McEntire, Rascal Flatts, Brooks and Dunn. How lucky we are in Oklahoma to have those many people. I know that New Mexico and Arizona is coming up with their 100th in 2012. I don't think they've done a thing yet. It's unfortunate because they ought to be proud. It makes me proud of Oklahoma because we were proud to do it and do it right. But I was looking at some of their people, who they might get, like we just named. They're just few and far between for great people.
Yeah.
So we're very lucky to have so many great people. But that album, that CD sold, and all the proceeds went to Habitat for Humanity. So we accomplished a lot of good of things like that. Like the fountain downtown, we call that the United Way Plaza, drawing in other things that are important to a community, whether it be Tulsa or wherever it is. Some of the other things, of course, that came along faster were 3 Macy's floats, all famous Oklahomans on it, except the third year we had the OU band. But the first year we had Kristen Chenoweth singing Oklahoma. We had Sandy Patty from Oklahoma City, who's moving back to Oklahoma, doing the song Oklahoma Rising with all these heroes on the side. The next great thing was Rose Bowl. We were blessed to have 2 floats, never happened before in the history of Rose Bowl. We did the opening number with Kristen Chenoweth singing also their theme song. Coming down the parade was the Rose Bowl president with Miss America number 4, Jennifer Berry. We owned it. We had the all-star band, 150 strong, from Tulsa Jinx to Ardmore to everywhere all over the state. Bought their uniforms. They looked great. We had a very good surprise on one of our floats where Rocket Man came out of the ship, yep, depicting Oklahoma Rising. It brought the house down. It was unbelievable. We had all these great people, Thorpe's family. We had the great Clemens Spadden, his wife, who since has died, aboard there, and all with the governor and many other celebrities from Oklahoma. Then we had our own parade in Oklahoma City, and that was fantastic. We had folks from all over the state. We had big, giant balloons, and sometimes things happened. We were worried to death because we couldn't find enough helium. Fortunately, we found it about a week to go, and we were okay. But there's things that happen like that. It was going to rain like the Dickens, too. And here again, the luck played a role. We were great. And about 30 minutes after the parade was over and people dispersed, it started sprinkling and raining. Then the big finale was the spectacular. And I know I've left a lot out in between, like statues and murals and things like that.
Throughout the state, in virtually every county, you
had
over
1,000. And this is Blake Wade more than anybody, and his people and his staff. And I want to credit his staff, Georgiana Reimer, and on and on. And my staff, 2 daughters work for me, DeLee and Jennifer and Erica Reed. But all over the state, we had 1,000 different events and projects, whether it be statues or clocks.
Clocks, right.
Clocks was a big deal. Over 100 of them were placed around the state. So the state, from corner to corner, were all covered in some way. With a bench, I don't care what it was, they all celebrated, and that was important for the state to be involved. And there are a lot of things in between that I didn't mention, but the finale was a spectacular. And you look down the list we had, you have to see it to appreciate it, and I know that OETA plans to run it again, and it was on OETA before. It was headlined by the Oklahoma City Symphony Orchestra, but you had Carrie Underwood and Toby Keith, Vince Gill and Rita McIntyre, and Kelly O'Hara, who is an upcoming star, just finished performing. She's expecting now, but she's just been performing in Broadway musical, and she's a fabulous entertainer. She graduated Oklahoma City University, as did Kristen Chenoweth. We had Blake Shelton, Jimmy Webb. It went on and on and on with all we had. Most of them were Oklahomans, but we had three outsiders that fit the part. One was Shirley Jones, who started in Oklahoma, who was delightful and loved being here. We had Willard Scott, who related to the 100-year-old people, you can imagine, because of the Today Show. And we had something from Ron Howard, who was from Duncan, Oklahoma. All in all, it was dramatically successful with fireworks, pyrotechnics, confetti. It was a show of all shows, in my opinion. That one I truly am extremely proud of.
Yeah.
This wasn't done by Lee Allen Smith and Blake Way. We hired a company, it happened to be a Gaylord company, called Corporate Magic. They're out of Nashville, but the headquarters out of Dallas. The point man was from Oklahoma, a guy named Steve Dahlem. They also worked with us, and we hired some people out of Atlanta for the parade. You have to go where you need to go to get the best you can get. So it's not a bow for Blake and Lee Allen. It's for all those people I mentioned, stars that come from Oklahoma, and the sponsors, the volunteers, literally 1,000 volunteers.
And in that closing ceremony in the Ford Center, there was one star that I will always remember.
Who was that?
And that was the Eagle.
Oh, my word. Yeah, he stole the show along with the trapeze guy.
Right.
Yeah, you're right as you can be. Yeah. You know, it's a funny story. Before the show, we had a little press conference. We introduced them all. They were all in there, every one of them, except Toby and Reba. I had to be getting prepared. And I said, these are all great. Great people, great stars, great celebrities, all from Oklahoma except the three that I mentioned. But I said the star is this person right back there that's holding this little animal, a bird. And it came out. They had no idea it was coming, but, brother, it brought the house down, didn't it?
It did. I can still see that bird flying in.
I can, too.
It was wonderful.
It was outstanding.
And then you coordinated also between Tulsa and Oklahoma City the great fireworks.
You know, Blake had volunteers all over the state. Can't name them all. You can't name all the events, but they did a lot of things over Tulsa. We each gave each other something as a memento. We gave them a clock, and they gave us a beautiful statue of ribbons downtown Oklahoma City. But Tulsa kicked the centennial year off in November of 2006 with a dramatically powerful, moving fireworks show and images on the buildings. Sharon King Davis and Don Walker and Howard Barnett and Paula Marshall, they did yeoman work and very instrumental in all the things that went on over there, including their great centenarians, I should say, all the folks that were 100 years old or older.
It brought the state together, didn't it, in a big way?
It really did, yeah. It's kind of like the Olympic Festival when we did the torch run.
Yep.
That was a little bit more meaningful to bring it together, but I think everybody, for the most part, were very much behind the centennial and their celebration of the same.